Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins.
You say you hate me and you wish I would vanish. Okay, you love me, baby, I speak your language. Saying things you don't mean to someone that means the world to you. You see what I mean? Saying things you don't mean to someone that means the world to you. You see what I mean? You say you hate me and you wish I would vanish. Okay, you love me, baby, I speak your language. Saying things you don't mean to the one that means the world to you. You see what I mean?
When I tell you that song has been ministering to my soul, that was Givon Vanish. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. And first of all, his voice is just so good. You know, it's like, it's so unexpected. There's that tone, you know, it's just, I mean, is that classified, you know, Brian, and Brian is with me, my producer, Brian Vasquez. Is that classified as a baritone?
Yeah, you could say that. I think it's pretty deep.
Because his voice is deep and it just hits the spot. It is like, it does something to me. And I find myself singing the song and I also relate to the words. And if you love muffins, hear me tonight sipping on a cocktail, like it has been a jam-packed week. Like it's been so jam-packed. We are taping this episode on Thursday. I hope it comes out today, but it may not, because you know, Brian got to do his little thing. But it's been so much going on. I just couldn't, you know, it's been so many days of like, I just can't do nothing else. And tonight I was like, Brian, I got to get my cocktail. I got to go back to the shut your mouth potion. I had to make a concoction. And I have been marinating things. Like I'm over here marinating fruit and Tito's vodka. So I have a whole thing. Like I marinate fruit for days. So right now I have peaches, I have tangerine, and I have strawberries. I marinate it in vodka. I let it sit in my refrigerator, and it does like a little thing. You know, it does a little like, you know, fermentation moment. It's a little tangy. I hope it doesn't poison me. You know, it's a little tangy tang. And then I, you know, put some orange juice with it, you know. So I just basically I make a screwdriver, which is orange juice and vodka, and then I add in the pieces of fruit. And when I tell you, it gets me together and it helps me push through, like I'm pushing through. Right now, what my life represents at this point in time is pushing through. But getting back to the song called Vanish by Givon, the words of it I connect to. The words of the song is so meaningful to me, is because how often have we been put in situations where we're saying things that we don't mean to the one we love the most.
True.
And if we had just taken a beat, maybe I wouldn't have said some of those things. And now it's such a tricky time because people are really literally getting up out of here. People are leaving this earth. People are, you know, Corona, from what I just read and heard on CNN, is taking one American a minute.
Jesus.
That's what someone just said to me. Someone texted me as well and said that it's taking about one American a minute. They're saying that one person is dying in the States every minute of the day from Corona. That's a lot of people.
That's so sad.
That's a lot of people. That's just...
I don't know. How are we going to get out of this?
I don't know.
It's getting worse.
People getting worse. And then in Los Angeles, it's talking about how in LA County, more men are dying because men are less likely to wear a mask. And what was the Republican? The Republican just died today. The one, the Herman Cain, right?
Yeah.
He said that Corona was a hoax. He just a couple of weeks ago went to Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa with no mask, and all the people around him had no mask. And less than 3 weeks from then, he is gone. Said it was a hoax. Said it wasn't real. Oh my God. All of this is still like, I'm telling you, like, it's just like, that's why you got to drink, because it's just, I don't know what to do. Like, I got to have a cocktail, you know? I wake up in the morning like, oh shit, I can't wait till it's noon. Because I feel like noon is the, unless it's the weekend and you can drink, you know, on weekends you get exceptions because brunch. Okay, you can start with the mimosas early, okay? Mm-hmm. But during the week, I have to at least wait to noon or lunchtime because I'm like, I'm doing too much. Like, I'm doing a little bit too much if I wake up and, you know, have a Bloody Mary first thing in the morning. That's pushing it. But I just feel like this time and what we're going through right now is making that happen. You know, it's a lot going on. Whew. I don't know which way I want to go. Like, I just, which way. I will say this. I want you Love Muffins to know this. There has been so many positive things going on in my life. There have been a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago when all this was going on, I was receiving a lot of incoming negative stuff. Like, it's been, you know, thing after thing after thing coming from all directions that really felt like making me feel like I just couldn't process it all. But in that time period since then, in these months that's been going on, other things that I have really been working on have been coming to pass, and they look very likely. I can't say exactly what it is because, as you know, in showbiz, you don't talk about things until it's done. But I do believe that there's a certain situation that I think could really turn out beautifully for everyone involved. And, you know, I just leave it at that. You know, I'm excited about it. You know, things are, in a lot of ways, besides Corona, Miss Rona, if Miss Rona would leave, things would be much, much better. But, you know, a lot of other things are going well. And I was talking about my therapist about this because, you know, I'm still in doing the BetterHelp app, because when I tell you that has saved the day, and it saved the day because of the fact of this. This is like, she asked me, what do you be? She's like, what do you need me for? You know, you getting it together. You feel like you have a, you know, strong grasp on a lot of these things now. You know, what's up? I need her because I need to talk to her about the stuff that I don't want to talk to nobody else about. Because I'm in a business where I'm running everybody else's tea. I can't, if you don't want a secret out there, what is my rule, Brian?
What is your rule?
You can't tell us something.
He said, what is your rule?
You know what? You ain't shit. The rule is, if you don't want a secret out there, don't tell anyone, not a single soul. That's the only way to ensure a secret won't get out there. So, but I have been telling a single soul certain things because she is legally bound not to give up that information. And also because I don't want to be, right now, all of my friends in different ways are going through it. We're all going through it because of, at least at a certain level, because of Corona. Because of how that's affected our lives, how we cannot function the way that we normally function. And so I don't want to be bombarding my closest friends with all of my shit. Guess who I unloaded on? I unloaded on her. I said, here you go. I just call her, blah, blah, blah.
Give her what you asked for.
I mean, baby, when I tell you I've been laying it on her deep, I got so much going on with telling her so much stuff. She's there taking notes fast. She's writing down all type of things. I look like sometimes it looks like she's making a flow chart. This cocktail. When I tell you it's hitting the spots, it's hitting the spots. It's just hitting it. It's making me, woo, wee, woo. Okay. Oh, and this is another thing I want to say. Why are we talking about Corona and wearing masks? This is a PSA. And I don't know who needed to hear it. I don't know how they're going to receive it. But I need to tell you this. If you put on a mask and you start breathing and you start smelling something that smells foul, that means your breath stank.
Yeah, you need to go brush.
That means you need to go brush. That means you need to go floss. That means you need to scrape your tongue.
It's you.
It's you. I'm not going to say what situation I was in recently with somebody who put a mask on and was like, "Ooh, what's that smell?" and then had to take the mask off. Oh, and that's to say the person that I was interacting with that happened, we're not talking no more. So I'm just saying. And at the time, let me tell you something. This is what was funny about this. At the time, because, you know, because I cared, I just could not, you know, I just couldn't say anything. I couldn't say what I knew the truth to be.
It's nice of you.
Because then it makes everything awkward. Like, I mean, how do you go about telling somebody their breath stank? And he
just put the mask back on. Just put the mask back on.
He put it on. I'm going to tell you, he didn't have that thing on for 2 seconds. He's like, "Oh, what's that smell?" If all you can smell is your breath that's going in and out in that mask, that means it's your breath. And, you know, I, you know, am conscious about that because, you know, my love muffins love to get up in my face. Well, pre-corona, right? Love muffins would love to get up in my face and be like, "Biska, I love you." And I was like, "I love you too." And all this, I mean, and they invade my personal space. So I had to make sure I double, triple check my breath. I floss, I do all type of things. I do the mouthwash. There's a one that's in Target called, like, it's like a in the blue bottles, the green bottles. You know, shout out to whoever they are. You know, I'm not sure my love muffins will tell me who they are. And it really gets you together. And you can't really drink anything, any liquids, and like for like a minute, or maybe it might be 30 minutes. It's like something you put in your mouth and it just like, it kind of just wipes away everything. That's how much extreme that I was taking it because of the fact that love muffins like to be all up in my face. And so, and you know, I would have noticed it if, you know, if I put on a mask and I smell something that smelled like shit.
If I do that, I'm not going out.
That means you turn back around and you go address it. But I mean, that is the question. I want my love muffin to tell me that. Like, if you had somebody that you were, you know, let's just say somebody you were dating. You know, I didn't want to say no names, but somebody you were dating and you really care about them. And, you know, their breath was hollering so much so that it couldn't wear a mask. What? How would you tell them that that's the issue? That's a problem. But yeah, so that was, you know, interesting. I had literally wrote that down because I think a lot of people may be experiencing that and may not know why that air that's in that mask is funky. When I tell you, I cackle. And another thing I cackled about was that, you know, I said I wasn't really going to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it briefly. And we're going to, you know, Brian, you're going to hold me to it. We're going to keep it pushing.
Okay.
But Bravo, it's something that made me cackle. When I tell you cackle, I cackle. I did a double cackle. Bravo is doing a race special. You know, Racism in America special. Executive produced by Candy. And they have every person possible involved with this. This is across the NBC Universal platform. And, you know, one person is noticeably absent from that conversation, even though this person has been saying that there's some type of racial issue. Something has been going on. You know, her life matters. You know, she's not going to, you know, fall into or give into the bullying. Bravo announces a special on racism in America, executive produced by Candy Burris. I just tell you, it's like, you can't make it up. You know, there were so many people who were like, you know, B. Scott lied. B. Scott didn't, you know, she wasn't fired. She wasn't this, she wasn't that. And, you know, Love Muffins, when I come on the show, sometimes I vent and you guys don't know the behind the scenes of the stuff, right? But just to just put it in perspective, I have been dropping Housewives of Atlanta exclusives before from the very beginning. I was blogging way before Housewives of Atlanta was even thought about. I had the first Housewives on my show many moons ago on YouTube, right? And we have been dropping exclusive after exclusive after exclusive. I have no personal vendettas, really. I mean, in real life, with any of these women. I just drop, I don't make up the tea, I just drop it. And so this is playing out right in front of your eyes. And they're going into, the housewives are going into the second month of taping. And Nene is still on the internet talking about what Bravo said that she did wrong. She finally admitted on one of her live that she was doing, she finally admitted as to what got her suspended and what ultimately led to her being essentially, for all intents and purposes, fired, was that she assaulted one of the producers. She finally, you know, that was one thing that she said that was truthful. And she said she didn't assault him. She just pulled his shirt and, you know, da 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 da. We saw the clip. We saw what happened. He went to the hospital and he lost a tooth.
Oh, shit.
The tooth was knocketh from his mouth.
Oh, shit.
And so she has been, you know, saying, you know, sending all these subliminal messages about she's going to, you know, she got the right people that's going to speak for her. And, you know, they're not going to get away with this. And you're not going to bully me. And she also said something about that, you know, Real Housewives Atlanta has a Terry Crews on the show talking about Candy Burris. It's very obvious who she's talking about. And then Candy posted a picture today on her Instagram that I reposted on my Insta story. And my Instagram is Instagram.com/B Scott or at B Scott. And she basically saying, don't let the haters, you know, something to the effect of don't let the haters work you into or make you respond and, you know, keep smiling. And I will say Candy stays with a check. Her and a check are like best friends. So I just want to give you guys a recap of where the housewives stand on the Housewives of Atlanta, right? Nene is still fired for all intents and purposes. Full stop. So she has been potentially, they may have made a verbal offer to her that was so low and so disrespectful, she couldn't possibly accept it. That's why she's saying that the ball is in their court. If the ball is in their court and they ain't picking the ball back up to dribble it, that means you are fired.
Game's over.
Game's over. It's very obvious what it is.
Yep.
Somebody got to dribble the ball. If the ball is on the floor and Bravo is saying, I'm not picking this ball back up, that means she is, for all intents and purposes, fired. They don't want to technically, you know, fire her because that's a legal thing. And also in her contract, they don't have to renew. They don't have to pick up. She's, you know, she got to the point where it's a year by year type of situation. And this year they just probably said, you know, we're not into it. Whatever this case may be, you know, they're about to be taping for months at this point. And you still on your couch pouting with crooked glasses on. Did y'all see that? She had a video on when I tell you them glasses were so crooked. It looked like she fell down right before she decided to do a live. Like Greg pushed her ass down the steps or something. And she was like, let me get up and do this live right now. Everything. The wig was crooked. The glasses were crooked. It was just crooked. It was a crooked situation. But then Bravo, to add further insult to industry and further insult to injury, is going to do a full-blown special about racism in America. And she's threatening that she has been, you know, that racist things, racial discrimination has been occurring to her. And that made me cackle. I almost spit out a whole special. So that is, you know, oh, but I got to do a recap. Okay, so Nene is still fired for all intents and purposes. King is coming back as a full-time housewife. Cynthia Bailey is coming back as a full-time housewife. Candy Burris is coming back as the highest paid housewife. She was the highest paid. She's been the highest paid housewife for quite some time. That's one of the reasons why Nene is pissed the fuck off, is because Candy has stayed with the check. Candy gets the most money of all the housewives. She is the one that has been getting all of the spinoffs. She is the one that's the only housewife that is executive producing this racism in America special that's coming out. Okay, that tells you everything you need to know. Candy can't, they won't stop giving Candy stuff on Bravo. Candy is getting spinoffs and television shows outside of the Housewives of Atlanta on Bravo. She's getting executive producer credits on Bravo. Nene has to go over to E! To beg to get a show in development where she's a co-host. So do the math. Ain't nobody hating this. That's the damn truth. People trying to make you be mad at me because of Nene's attitude. Why do you think they like her? It's because she has a nasty ass attitude. She's beating up production. She thinks she's more than what she is. There's a lot of people, egos need to be checked. And so I felt some kind of way about it. I talk about it on my podcast because people had the nerve to doubt my exclusive. And now those people are quiet. Those people see the writing on the wall. Those people see that Bravo's not picking that ball back up. And that's all I'm going to say about it. And we're going to leave that as that. And we're going to see how it plays out. And, you know, I will say this. Tanya is still a friend of the show. Marlo is still a friend of the show. The new girl, LaToya, is going to depend on what her husband decides to do. They have an issue about whether he's going to show up, whether the kids can show up. There's some issue there that is going to determine whether she's going to be full-time housewife or a friend of the show. And when I say friend of the show, she's, you know, she's Candy's friend. So she's coming in through Candy. Drew Sidora is a full-time housewife. That's our exclusive. And a lot of you Love Muffins may see how other people try to remix our exclusive information and pretend that it's theirs. Try to make up some information to add with it to pretend like they have an exclusive. But it ain't no exclusive unless we say it, because we come out so early with it, so out of left field with it, that you can't, you know, you look stupid if you try to take our exclusive. And people do that over and over and over, and they look stupid over and over and over.
Yeah, you had that exclusive weeks ago.
Yes. You can't come out and try to, and then people just, you know, be trying to doubt, and time again, especially and specifically with the Housewives of Atlanta, we told you everything was going to happen on the reunion. Everything. We told you that, you know, NeNe tried to spit on Kenya. People said that was a lie. And then you see NeNe's hawking, trying to spit on her. We said Phaedra was going to get fired, and she got fired. We said Phaedra was fired. That was our exclusive. So it's just interesting. It's just funny to me. It's like, I don't have, you know, and fired is very, fired, it means they don't want you back. That's what it means on Housewives of Atlanta. And Vicky, you know, in our exclusive information where we said that NeNe has been fired for all intents and purposes, much like how they did Vicky and Tamara, Vicky commented. NeNe got on Twitter and called somebody a sociopath. She said basically something to the effect that somebody that she works with is a sociopath that used her to gain their status. And guess who then commented under that and said, girl, you know I know. Vicky. They just confirming my tea left and right. They just confirming it left and right. We mentioned Vicky by name. We said this is that what they're doing to NeNe is much like what they did to Vicky. And Vicky was another one that got too big for her britches. Vicky became a monster. She was literally a monster. Yelling, belligerent, just crazy acting. She was a monster. And she's the one that's commenting and co-signing NeNe's tweets. Come on, girl, you know I know. So she's been calling Andy Cohen, you know, like we ran before, you know, in a couple of tweets she was talking about, you know, basically saying that these executives are racist and shit. And, you know, we ran that, and her team specifically reached out to us, management as well as publicists, to take that down. We stood by it, and we did not take it down. And she was talking about Andy then. She's talking about sociopath, talking about Andy then. We said she was fired, and they, you know, their management, the publicists asked us to take it down. We said no. Bravo came and just wanted to technically clarify that for all intents and purposes, she wasn't technically fired. But I want you guys to, you know, if you guys watch my Instagram and look at who comments under my posts, I think you will be interested and to see who's been commenting and liking certain posts from Bravo. Commenting and liking certain posts coming from the person who said that NeNe was fired. So it's deep here. It's very deep here. And I can't think of what bigger message than them doing a whole full-blown special about, and with all their Black talent. They brought out the big guns. They got every Black talent across NBC Universal appearing on this. Like, they're like, don't you do it. Look at all these Black folk.
And having Candy executive produce it is pretty big.
Having her executive produce it, and it's yet another slap in the face. And this show is on Bravo, not E. All Candy shows have been on Bravo. All her spinoffs has been on Bravo. But anyway, you know, I digress. You know, we'll see how this plays out. You know, maybe, you know, people will still think that the tea is not true until a couple more months go by. You know, maybe 2 months won't do it. Maybe, you know, maybe it's going to be right up to the first episode that they think Nene is still in negotiations. I mean, she said it herself. She said she is the ball is in that court. You know, she's like, she's waiting for the other side. Okay, we gotta go from this. Robin Givens hopes that Jamie Foxx. Robin Givens hopes that Jamie Foxx, Mike Tyson biotopic doesn't rewrite history. And this is what she had to say about it.
It's a little, I don't want to say bothersome, but, you know, it's funny in life how you're always kind of learning and growing and healing. And that wasn't like a fun ex for me. You know what I mean? So, and it was interesting. So I did a lot of things. I had a good friend of mine, because we've been talking about this, and, you know, I like went and got the book that he wrote, and I was reading it, and there were so many things. I didn't see the one-man show, but I heard about that, that are so not true that it's hard not to feel deeply disturbed by it. You know what I mean? I hope I'm stronger because of this or going through this process, but it's a little upsetting.
Yeah, this reminds me of, I hope this doesn't play out the same way that we just saw with Evelyn Lozada and Ocho Cinco, you know, where the person that was the aggressor, the abuser, represents what happened in a way that's not truthful, or just represents it at all, because, you know, it's like taking, you know, ripping the scab off of a wound. I can only imagine how that would feel if you were in an abusive relationship and one person had the ability to tell the story and you didn't have any input. So if they were going to be doing some type of, you know, any type of biopic on Mike Tyson, you would think that the people producing the show would reach out to Robin Givens if they're going to portray her in any light, just to see what her side is. And so she wouldn't have to guess. She sounded very much like she didn't know how it was going to turn out, you know? Like, so that is bothersome to me. And
she stayed classy about it this whole time.
Stayed classy about it. You know, I also think that there were some rumors back a while ago that she might be, you know, she might have been or was considered to be a housewife, you know, of Atlanta. I think that is something that would be great. I don't think that's something that she's necessarily interested in. I think something that Andy would like, because it seems like Andy really likes her as a person and as a talent, especially when she was on Watch What Happens Live. So I just think that, you know, hopefully, and, you know, I would hate for Jamie Foxx to be involved with something that rubs Robin Givens the wrong way as a person that was abused. You know, I could see how that all the whole situation can go left and then get body slammed and then kind of never make it where it needs to go, because, you know, especially in this whole age of, you know, Me Too and, you know, people just being a lot more vocal about actually what happened. In the past, I feel like people's voices have been stifled by the powers that be. Now the powers that be have a hard time controlling people and what they say. And, you know, she's already talking about what potentially, what she hopes will happen with it. Imagine what's going to happen if they portray her in a way that's not truthful or not representative of what she believes happened. She's definitely going to speak out against it. And going from one situation of domestic violence and things of that nature, we're going into another thing. Megan Thee Stallion finally addressed what was going on with her. And she confirmed that she got shot in both feet. She confirmed that she had surgery to remove the bullets. She said that the bullets or the fragments or whatever the case may be did not hit anything major. They kind of thank God it didn't hit major things. And she slams reports that she put hands on Tory. And she got very emotional. She was talking about how she, you know, she lost her mother, she lost her grandmother, and they were the closest people to her. And she's really trying to look for people, you know, she's looking for just like for people to fill that space. And I can relate to that. I know how it feels when you lose someone and you look, you know, looking for someone outside of yourself to fill that space. And I think You Love Muffins need to hear what she had to say.
I was shot in both of my feet. I was shot in both of my feet, and I had to get surgery to get the shit taken out, get the bullets taken out. And it was super scary. Oh, Lord, I didn't think I was going to cry. But, yeah, I had to get surgery. It was super scary. It was, like, just the worst experience of my life. And it's not funny. There's nothing to joke about. It was nothing for y'all to start going and making up fake stories about. I didn't put my hands on nobody. I didn't deserve to get shot. I didn't do shit. Like, and thank God that the bullets didn't touch bones. They didn't break tendons. Like, I know my mama, my daddy, my granny had to be looking out for me with that one, because where the bullets hit at, it missed everything. But the motherfuckers was in there.
Mm. Eek. Yikes. Yikes. And like I said in one of the other episodes that I did, just that this is the prime example of hanging around the wrong people. You got to be careful who you hang around with. You got to make sure that, you know, that you have spent enough time with them to know how they're going to be when they get high, when they've been drinking, whatever the case may be. You got to make sure that you feel safe around this person. And it takes time to learn these things. You got to see how people behave consistently over time. And I think in this particular case, she was just around a bunch of people that she should not have been around. Especially if she is skyrocketing. She just did a song with Beyonce. Her trajectory is going nowhere, but her ascension, she's like ascending quickly. And, you know, you don't want any potential negative energy around you. And I'm happy she's doing okay. I'm happy she's keeping it moving, but I do want some specifics. At some point, we don't need to know what exactly happened. We can't, you know, like, you're public figures, you know, you guys were doing Instagram, you know, IG lives, showing all these people that y'all were hanging out and Kylie was there and all this and another. Like, we need to know what happened. You know, please tell us what happened. You know, if he shot you in the foot, do you think he meant to do it on purpose? She said before that she felt like the person meant to harm her. So that means that he did it on purpose. I've been hearing, and rumors are that he's going to say that it was an accident. Because, I mean, I find it's weird. I don't know. Like, you know, it just sounds odd that people would shoot somebody in the foot.
Both of them. Jesus.
I would hate to believe that he said, bam, bam. Like, he tried to hit her on both. Like, that's just like, you know, that's immediate cancellation. That is like, he needs to go to jail. Like, he don't need a trial. He just needs to be put in jail. And this is what it is. Speaking of jail and judges and things, you know, Nicki Minaj's husband is petitioning the judge to allow him to be present at the hospital for their baby's birth. He cannot be present at the hospital for the baby's birth because he is a registered sex offender. And for what I understand, you can't be anywhere as a sex offender that may have children there. So hospitals, schools, et cetera, is the issue from what I understand, because I can't understand what other reason why he would not be able to be at the hospital. But it also makes you think that, well, why didn't Nicki Minaj just set up the hospital at her house? She has enough money, I believe, right? Where you can just bring the hospital to you.
Yeah, you can do it at home. Yeah.
If she wanted the hospital setting, she has enough time where people or a hospital could just send, you know, prepare all the equipment and everything. So he wouldn't have to go through this public humiliation. Because you know it's going to come public. Anytime you petition to court in this society, you know, information comes to light.
Oh, it's too late now.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. I mean, like, she has tried to explain the situation that occurred, but for all intents and purposes, that explanation doesn't stick because of the fact that he is a registered sex offender. And he also, I think, was convicted of manslaughter as well. And another situation that is just, I don't even know what to think about it. You know, there's all these allegations coming out about Ellen being a toxic workplace. And then Ellen came out today and, you know, said that something changed and I'm disappointed. So she's basically admitting that something has and was happening at her show that made it a toxic workplace, you know? And it's just 2020. It's just like, I just don't, anything this year, it just seems like no one's safe. I would never have thought that Ellen, who comes out dancing every episode and, you know, she acts like she's so happy and the show is so great, I would be thinking that the show is such a great show to work for. Yeah, now we hear that this is all these allegations going on, and now she's admitted to it in some, you know, some shape or form. Tracy Morgan and his wife split after 5 years of marriage. That's a wrap. Dr. Dre and his wife also split, and a part of his response to her was that, you know, in his documents that he responded to her document or filing, was that there was a prenup. So hopefully that was going to help him, because Dr. Dre is worth a lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah, he sold beats and he made a coin, honey. That's a coin. And so she's probably going to try to break the prenup somehow to get that coin. And I can't say I'm mad. Because, shit, if that much money on the table, then it's worth a try.
And California, right? California.
Yeah, California. I mean, you might get the right judge and they might break it.
Oof.
You never know, you know? You don't know until you try it. But, you know, and on that note, I want to try something different. I have one of my love muffins on Twitter asked me if in the future would I think about doing a playlist for my love muffins to listen to. And I would love to do that. And she said, where would I do it? I mean, I would do it anywhere, but I think most logical place. Well, I mean, I can do it on Apple Music or I can do it on Spotify. But I also decided to just play some of my favorite songs tonight on the show to kind of switch it up a little bit, to kind of make things a little bit unexpected. And Brian, what song do you want to go to first? Just so you guys know what my, like, these are my, the, you know, Give On and Vanish is one of my favorite songs right now. And I'm going to play little snippets of, I think, four more. So you guys can kind of like have a feel for the moments, and I'll say different things about them. Whatever song you want to play first is fine.
Oh, why should you turn yourself to a main man? All the little things that made you. You can count the ways that I stay down. Can't nobody tell me I ain't true. Take a little time from the wild out. You can slow the time down with me, babe. With me, babe. All I want you to know is I care. You best believe I care. You're out there. Don't wanna be.
So good. A part of the song where she says, you know, just keep shit real with me, bae. You know, just keep it 100 with me. I just want somebody in my life where I can just be myself. We keep it real with each other and we on the same page. Is that too much to ask? Evidently so. I mean, because I've been striking out left and right. I'm telling you, when I tell you, I've basically given up hope because, you know, dudes ain't shit.
Usually when you give up hope, that's when somebody pops along.
Well, I sure as hell hope so. Because I was dating somebody and, like, you know, we got Corona. We had the whole Black Lives Matter situation. And I ain't had nobody here with me. I hypothetically had somebody, but you were not here. You're everywhere else, but not here. Why are you not with me? And let me break it to you. Love muffins. If whoever you're talking to is not with you during this time period, if you're not seeing him or her the majority of the time, they are not with you. They are with somebody else. If you're not quarantining together, that means y'all are not together.
They might be horseback riding.
Right. With a white man. With the man. That's one of my aunts, when she got mad at my daddy because he wanted to buy some land or a house or something from him. She said, I would rather sell it to the white man than to sell it to you. And so he would rather ride a horse with a white man than to quarantine with me. So yeah, I love that song. And where do you want to go now?
You don't know
still you've kissed and had to pay the cost.
To pay.
Until you flipped your coin and you have lost. You don't know what love is.
Yes. This song actually reminds me of my ex, the ex that got murdered. He loved Rochelle Pharrell, and he was the one that put me on to her music and this album. And so I've been listening to a lot to this song lately, and this Rochelle Pharrell in general. I think what happens is when you go through a situation where you weren't treated the way that you wanted to be treated, in some regards, you retreat to a situation where you have good memories. And so my memories of Rochelle Pharrell, listening to her with him, are a lot of, you know, memories I treasure. And so that's why that song is special to me.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
It's a good live album. It's great. It's full album.
It's amazing.
Like,
I would encourage you guys to listen to it. It's on iTunes. Rochelle Pharrell, and the song was called You Don't Know What Love Is. And so once you find that song, you can find the live album that it belongs to, and you can listen to all the other moments. I mean, she's just phenomenal. She's been all over the world. I think this album, or part of this album, was when she performed in Paris. And so it just kind of tells you how much of a global talent she is. And she is, you know, like the precursor to a lot of people that we heard today. And I think you guys, or a lot of people we hear today, I think you guys should check her out. I guess we can now go into... This is the I played Toni Braxton Do It on the show, but this is the Do It remix with Missy Elliott.
And I love can't it. Take it no more.
Let's go.
No need to say.
Let's go.
You feel some kind of way.
Go, auntie.
Do what you need to do. Do what you need to do. He ain't gonna change. If you take him back, it's gonna be the same. Just do what you need to do. Do what you need.
Yes, do what you need to do. I love this song just because, obviously, you know, I'm going through some things. I'm going through some things and eating chicken wings. And, you know, do what you need to do. He ain't going to change. So you got to do what you got to do. You got to just walk away from the situation. You know you need to let him go, Love Muffin. There's a Love Muffin out there right now that knows she needs to let him, or he needs to let her, or he needs to let he, or she needs to let she, or whatever the case may be. You know you need to let that person go. Let him go. Let her go. Because it ain't going to change. That person is not going to change. You need to go listen to Do It by Toni Braxton and Missy Elliott, and you need to let him go. And speaking of the Braxtons, Tamar released a statement today. It's on LoveBeScott.com. She basically was telling people that, you know, she is, she detailed what she's been through and what she's been going through with the network and with her life, and how she feels like her image has been totally, like, her being has been destroyed and tarnished by this whole situation, and mental health is a serious thing. I would encourage you guys to go listen to it, and, you know, go read it, and, you know, really absorb what she has to say. I think that anytime that someone is crying out for help, we need to take them seriously.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, you know, I wish, you know, that this situation had not happened. I hope it does not happen again. I hope, you know, Tamar gets to be in a much better place. And as I mentioned to you guys before, me and Tamar had made up. We had a heart to heart, right? Not too long before this happened, a couple of weeks before this happened, we had a beautiful heart to heart and started following each other again. And it shows you that, you know, forgiveness and moving forward can happen. You can keep things moving. And we're going to keep it moving to the next song, which is I Love This Song by Beyoncé. And I think this is off of her. It's off of the new
Lion King.
The Lion King. Okay, it's off Lion King. But she has something dropping tonight or tomorrow. You know, Black is King. So it's a lot of kings. It's Lion King and Black is King. It's a new, you know, a lot of kings going on. But I like this song, and it's called Already.
Long live the king, king, you know it.
All right.
King already, already, you know it.
Oh, we might.
Top everything, everything, you know it. Hey. King already, already, you know it. My body, soul, body,
so
king,
that hair design start to work.
Body gon' shine, bling, bling, body.
Instinctively, it's like you know I'm black. With a part of me just go right into it.
Got a king body.
Just drop it right down. The cake just starts cracking.
King clap, already, clap, my baby, you
clap,
know it.
Shawam,
clap,
yep.
Everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you
king
know
it. King away. Bum butter. Yeah. So, yeah. These are my five songs. I love them all, you know. And we'll put this in the show description so you guys can clearly know the artist and the title of the songs. We can do that, right, Brian?
We will.
Yeah. You know, I want to, you know, start mixing things up and things of that nature. We're also going to be, in the very near future, we're going to start incorporating new, interviews, exclusive content. I'm in the process of hiring a booker to help me start lining all those up, you know, because I love doing interviews and it's going to be a wonderful way to get new information for the site. And those interviews are going to be partially transcribed and put on the site so you guys can read it or listen to it or whatever you want to do. And before I sign off tonight, I wanted to say something. There has been a lot of situations and things in my life where people have changed and rearranged. But I will say there's one person in my life that has not happened. And he has been in my life for now, I mean, God, it's like almost, I think it's almost 20 years. And that's my friend, Jason. And he is going to be having a big celebration for a milestone in his life tomorrow. It's his birthday. And it's his 40th. And I hope he's not, won't be mad that I said that. But I wanted to say that, you know, he has been a consistent force in my life. He's been such a true friend to me. He's never switched it up on me. I've had friends and things where it's just like at a certain point, they just switch it up on me. They confuse my blessings for theirs or just all this other random stuff or try to fuck my men or whatever the case may be. It's been a lot of things that have become discombobulated with certain friends. But I've never had an issue out of him. I never had an issue out of Chaka. But Jason is turning 40 and he's one of my most special, cherished friends. And tomorrow we will be celebrating. And, you know, you ever had a friend where it's like, you know, you don't have to ask them to support. They just do. You don't have to. I've had friends where it's like, it feels like they go out their way not to support. Yeah. I have friends being like, I don't listen to your damn podcast. I ain't going to your damn website. I mean, it's like, I have, sometimes you get so used to people treating you and people think that just because you are a known person or you're famous or whatever the case may be, that human beings treat you differently. No, they don't. You know, as I've tried, one of the reasons why I wanted to share about how my last situation that I was going through relationship wise, cracked my face and how it totally made me question my worth and that if I was good enough or if something was wrong with me, that relationship that I, or the situation, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't know if it's a relationship, if there's no intimacy, but it was something going on. Whatever was going on, I did not get the outcome that I wanted. And it was an outcome that really, it really shook my foundation for a minute, you know, because I never had that situation quite play out like that. But I wanted to share it because I want people to know that I am human. We all are human. We all go through similar things. And I can get my face cracked just like anyone else. I can get backstabbed by friends like anyone else. I could be resented by people like anyone else. But I also can have beautiful relationships with people like my ex who passed away and my friends that I've had for, you know, Chaka, I've had ever since boarding school. We went to boarding school together and he has been consistent. And I don't think me and Chaka ever really had a argument about anything. Really. I don't think we ever have. And the same is true for my friend Jason. I don't think we've ever had a blowout situation where it was like, oh my God, you know, it was no, sometimes you're just on the same page and you stay on the same page. And I'm grateful for that. And, you know, I thank you, Love Muffins, for listening to me just share how I've been pushing through. And we're going to keep pushing through. And I hope and pray to God that you, Love Muffins, stay safe and you stay protected. And Miss Rona is nowhere near you or your family or your loved ones. And until next time, double kisses. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on lovebscott.com. We'll be right back.